And joining me now in the KRVS studios are visiting Associate Professor of Political Science, Christy Malloyd, and philosophy instructor, Andrea Conk, both here at UL Lafayette. Both are on the Constitution Day Committee, and they're here to talk about Constitution Day, which is this Thursday on the UL campus, September 14th. Now, the reading of the Constitution has been taking place on the UL campus for quite a while now. I think some people have remembered driving by and seeing members of the community or the president of the university out there reading the Constitution, but it has grown. And so I guess I'd like to talk to you all first about why you all are doing this. Why? I mean, I'm sure most people think, oh, yeah, there must be something that celebrates the signing of the Constitution. But why has the university decided this is worth focusing an entire day on our campus? What is the vision for that?
Certainly. I'll talk a little bit about the history of Constitution Day. It comes out of an actual act of Congress that every institution that receives federal funds is required, but also usually enjoys celebrating the annual anniversary of the Constitution. And so what we do here at UL is take the reading of the actual document, which many people know the preamble, but maybe not the entire document, and so spend some time reading that. But we've also framed a lot of different conversations and presentations about current issues in politics, just to give a venue for people to get together and think about our freedoms, our rights, and really celebrate that.
I have to just add to that. Last year, I read one of the sections, and so I stayed for the whole reading. And I'm sure it was in my high school civics book. I'm not sure I ever fully read the entire document. I was moved beyond anything I thought I would be, hearing person after person get up and read different sections of the Constitution. It was an amazing experience. Just that part was incredible. But it's fascinating to hear you say that that really is a kind of a requirement for institutions that receive federal funds, and that we all commemorate it in some way. So the actual date, we're celebrating this on the 14th here, but the actual date was
the September 17th, and that represents when the actual document came out of the Constitutional Convention and was signed in Philadelphia in 1787.
Okay. So that is going to be the centerpiece of Thursday, the reading of the Constitution. There are members from the community, both the university community and the greater community, who have been asked to read parts of the Constitution. Fascinating variety of people who have been asked to come, and all are quite honored by it. And you can see that they're moved by it as well. But you all are also hoping, as you mentioned, to add things that enrich our understanding of the place the Constitution holds in our government, the place we hold in our government. And you all have added things over the years. It's actually going to start off with something, the newest of the activities. And Andrea, you have your PhD in political science.
I do.
You teach philosophy here, but political science is a love of yours.
It is. It is indeed.
So you're in charge of the naturalization ceremony, which is a new event on Constitution Day. Why did you all decide to have that, and what's going to happen on Thursday?
We decided last year to try to put together a naturalization ceremony for this year because we thought that the reading of the Constitution is such an emotional event, and to have the privilege of seeing new citizens become new citizens on the same day on campus right before that reading would really bring something magical to the whole experience.
So how did you affect that? I think some people would think, oh, that can only happen at, you know, like the governor's mansion. Or how did you get a naturalization ceremony to happen here?
It was not easy. I had to make a lot of inquiries, but there's someone that I'm very close to who knew a federal judge and put me in contact with the right people at the federal court system who thought that it was a wonderful idea. There aren't very many naturalization ceremonies that occur every year, so it was an additional opportunity for people who wanted to be naturalized so that they didn't have to travel perhaps as far away. But they were also excited to be involved with a naturalization ceremony at the university and to bring some light to that.
How many people are being naturalized on Thursday?
The federal government set the limit at 15, and we will have 15. The maximum number of people are going to be naturalized, and Judge Carol Whitehurst will preside. There'll be a whole group of members or representatives of the federal court there. It will be fantastic.
That just hearing you describe that is terribly moving. So that is going to take place on Thursday. I believe you're going to have a reception beforehand for the people who are being naturalized and their families and friends. And then the ceremony will take place at 11 o'clock. And the weather looks like it's going to be great. So that should be outside in what is now called Constitution Park. Indeed. I think you all are calling it that now.
We've deemed it as such.
Yes.
But that's the space between the Rickles building and Wharton. There's a brick courtyard that's nice and shaded, and just across the street from the library. So anyone can drop in and out as their schedule permits.
And for those people from the community thinking of attending, there is a visitor's parking garage on Lewis Street, and there's a straight shot sidewalk that just comes almost directly to the Constitution Park. So it's very easy to park in that garage and then come to the ceremony or the reading or whatever you would like to attend during the day. So we're pretty sure the weather's going to be good, and that ceremony will take place in Constitution Park. If there does happen to be rain, it's going to take place in Dupre Library, I believe. Okay. So, and again, how wonderful that you've added that to this very special day that UL just keeps adding to each year. So 11 o'clock, the naturalization ceremony. And then at 11:30, the department head of political science, Dr. Rick Swanson, is going to be celebrating the Constitution. I think he'll be giving a talk about the Constitution. And tell us a bit about Dr. Swanson.
Dr. Swanson, this is now his second year as the interim department head of political science. He has both a PhD in political science and a JD, and will be giving participating really throughout the day. We'll be opening the remarks about the importance of the Constitution and both its political but also moral role in our society.
Yeah, and he'll be participating, I think, in a panel later on in the day, and we'll talk about the topic of that panel. So after that, and I guess all during what we're talking about, there's going to be voter registration. So you'll have a booth set up for that.
Yes, that's usually done by the League of Women Voters, and it'll be done by them this year again.
All right, and I think you will have copies of the Constitution that people can pick up there.
Anyone who wants their own pocket one to slip it to their purse or backpack will be able to pick one up and carry it with them.
All right. So it's really going to be almost like a full festival.
It is.
With the Constitution. Constitution Festival here on the UL campus. And then at 11:45, you start the reading of the Constitution. About how long does that take?
Well, it depends on how quickly people read, but usually 30 minutes to 45 minutes at most to get through the entire Constitution.
Okay. And as you said, most of us know the preamble, but not so much some of the other parts. And some of them seem to be details at first, you know, but then they take on this, as you hear the person reading this section, it just takes on just an enormity. And it's I just encourage anyone who has the opportunity during lunch on Thursday to make it to the reading of the Constitution. And you'll have some chairs, I think, or I guess people could bring their own chair if they wanted to, like a little folding chair.
Absolutely.
Okay, yes. They could do that. And you said it was shady as well. So both of you have your PhDs in political science. You've taught political science. You've taught philosophy. What are some of the responses you get from people who hear the Constitution for the first time? Do you get any or anything that's memorable to you or in a class, perhaps, when you've been talking about our government and the Constitution?
I think students are surprised by how much they don't know. They have this sense that they know what the Constitution is, and that usually means, even for a pretty advanced political science student, they know the preamble and they know the First Amendment and maybe the Fifth Amendment, maybe the Second. but once you really get into the 24th, the 25th, and just sort of the gravity of what it took to get that document, I think makes an impression on students.
How about you, Andrea? Have you had responses?
I haven't had any particular students come to me, but I imagine that when I've listened to the reading of the Constitution, and I know that my students have responded positively to that and to the panel discussions in the past when I've given, you know, told them the opportunity that they have. I think that Christy is right, that they hearing those words out loud is very different than reading them. The document really comes alive, and people understand parts of it that they didn't understand before just because they missed a word or they thought about it in a different way. Right. So I think that's the most common experience that I hear about.
And at this reading, it's not just your teacher reading it.
Oh, no.
Aloud to you. These are citizens from every profession, all ages, reading this, and you get a sense of the diversity of what the Constitution is trying to protect and encourage, and seeing all of these different people makes it very real that it is for all of us.
And it feels like community and unity.
Yes.
I remember last year in particular, there was a member of the League of Women Voters who took a moment away from the voter registration drive to participate and told her own story of how she had been recently naturalized as a U.S. citizen. And it definitely made an impression on the audience of how much that had come to mean to her.
Mm-hmm. For people just tuning in right now, my guests are Dr. Christy Malloyd and Dr. Andrea Conk. Dr. Christy Malloyd is in the political science department, and Dr. Andrea Conk teaches philosophy here at the university. They are part of the Constitution Day Committee. Constitution Day will take place at UL Lafayette in Constitution Park on Thursday, September 14th, just a couple days away. It starts off with a new event, a naturalization ceremony. We're all invited to that, the reading of the Constitution. And then there are going to be some a presentation by Dr. Swanson and a panel discussion. And people can also attend those as well if they would like.
Yes.
Can you tell
correct.
Us about those two?
The first one kicks off with Dr. Swanson, who will be talking about the history of Black civil rights in Lafayette Parish. And for those who follow community events closely, Dr. Swanson has been engaging with many groups across Lafayette talking about his research. He spent a lot of time in the Lafayette Parish courthouses and in Baton Rouge, really digging into the historical record about Black civil rights and issues of slavery. And for many people who have heard versions of this talk before, say that it's very new information for them, and thinking about what maybe reconciling versions of the history of Lafayette with some new information makes for quite a transformation for some folks.
Mm-hmm. And I believe he's giving that talk this evening.
Yes.
At the Clifton Chenier Center. Mm-hmm. I think it's around 6 o'clock.
Yes.
So if you can't make it to his talk on Thursday after work today at 6 at the Clifton Chenier Center, you can hear his talk. And it is called The History of Black Civil Rights in Lafayette Parish, 1724 to 1971. When he gives the talk on the UL campus, that will be in Griffin in the auditorium.
Yes, that will be in the large auditorium room on the first floor of H.L. Griffin Hall.
After his talk in that same room, there will be a panel discussion. And tell us about that.
Well, so the panel discussion will be about the Jim Crow monuments controversy. Dr. Swanson will stay behind to contribute to the panel discussion. But we also have some professors from history. It's not just the philosophy department, it's history, philosophy, and geography. So DeWeston Haywood, and Ian Beamish will be on that panel. DeWeston will be moderating that panel. And we had a very good panel discussion last year. Yeah. This one promises to be equally as interesting and productive.
And so much has happened in the past year that will add to the discussion as well, I'm sure. So people are invited to come and listen, but also participate. There will be a discussion afterwards, I think, question and answer with the panel. Will you, there
yes,
be time for that?
Absolutely, yes.
Okay. All right. So that will be at 3:15 on Thursday. So a very full day. You can spend the day celebrating the Constitution here on the UL campus. And the committee has been working on this throughout the year, again, adding a new event, the naturalization ceremony, thanks to Dr. Conk, who teaches philosophy. But again, it is part of that much larger department. Anything else people should know about the day? We've mentioned where they can park in the parking garage, and it's very easy to make their way to Constitution Park, which is right between Judice Rickles and Wharton Hall. Mm-hmm. I think the Rickles, Drs. Pat and Milton, would be just delighted to know that there's a naturalization ceremony going on there and that so much activity is happening right next to the Honors Building. Any other details we should know about the day? Anything for people to think about? Or
Just that they should feel free to pop in for what they're able to attend. They certainly shouldn't feel like they have to spend the entire afternoon. If they can only make it to one portion, they're certainly still welcome to come.
Right.
If
for their lunch hour, they can make the reading of the Constitution. That's great. Wonderful. And we do want to stress that there's voter registration happening there. Copies of the Constitution are there. And so it's a full experience of the Constitution. Well, thank you both for your work on the Constitution Day Committee. Thank you all for expanding it, enriching our understanding of the Constitution, and offering it to the entire greater community, not just the university community. Thank you both. Dr. Christy Malloyd, who is a visiting associate professor in political science, and Dr. Andrea Conk, who is an instructor in philosophy. Thank you both.
Thank you so much.